This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bean Cooley, TV critic for TVWorthWatching.com, sitting in for Terry Gross. Today we're going to talk about one of the most secretive administrations in American history, run by two powerful men who needed and distrusted each other. Our guest, Robert Dallek, is a presidential historian whose latest book is now out in paperback. It's called Nixon and Kissinger, and it examines how the two men used and abused their power. Henry Kissinger served as President Richard Nixon's national security advisor, then became his Secretary of State. Dallek's book is based on recently opened records, including national security files, Nixon tapes, and Kissinger telephone transcripts. Dallek says these papers have allowed him to reconstruct interactions between Nixon and Kissinger and others in the government, revealing the collaborations and rivalries, the backstabbing intrigues, and the foul language. Terry spoke with Robert Dallek earlier this year.
Robert Dallek, welcome back to Fresh Air. Now, you described Nixon and Kissinger as being co-presidents, especially during the Watergate era. What do you mean by co-presidents?
Well, what I mean is that Kissinger was very ambitious for influence and power and dealing with foreign affairs. And Nixon, I found interestingly, didn't know Kissinger when he appointed him. He knew his reputation as a major scholar, as someone who had been a commentator on foreign affairs and published in a variety of journals and published a variety of books and had been close to Rockefeller. And he wanted someone who would, in many ways, though, be a cipher. And that's why he appointed William Rogers as Secretary of State, because Nixon prided himself on the fact that he knew a great deal about foreign affairs, was highly experienced, and he was going to run foreign policy. And these other folks around him were going to be, as I said, essentially ciphers. What he didn't understand was that Kissinger was a man of great ambition, not just great intelligence, and that very quickly Kissinger became a fierce competitor with the Secretary of State Rogers for control of foreign affairs, and then with Nixon as well. Now, Nixon resisted, and he would complain constantly to Haldeman and to others around him about Kissinger's, the Kissinger problem, he called it, the K problem, that he's constantly trying to elbow Rogers aside and take over foreign affairs. And he told Kissinger from the get-go, you are not going to have a major say in the making of foreign policy in the Middle East, because it would not be acceptable. You're a Jew, and this is going to be impermissible. But Kissinger pushed hard for a role in foreign policy there, nevertheless. And Kissinger...